HD1, Birmingham, Detroit, a Beasley Media Group station. Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
Yeah, we can do that. The snow is done. I saw Jake Gyllenhaal in our hallway burning library books. That's a bad sign.
It's done. It's nothing.
It's nothing. It was nothing. Your lawn got a little bit of snow on it. You almost fell on your booty this morning walking out to the car, right?
A little ice patch in front of the garage that I hit. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. So we survived Snowmageddon 19.
It just kills me every time you watch the weather forecast here because it's either like so far over the top that you panic or they miss the mark the whole completely different direction and it'll be like 75 and sunny.
Oh, I'm convinced Derek Hever over at Fox 2 just wanted to play golf today. He wanted to scare everybody off, of course. Congratulations. Cloudy, windy today. It's going to be windy, 49 for a high as this clouds move out. Some morning showers tomorrow. This is weird. You ready for this?
Yep.
Almost 70 tomorrow. 60 and sunny on Sunday. We won't even get up to 50 and you'll have rain on Sunday. Saturday, Sunday. Okay.
I have no idea what's happening.
It's Michigan, man. Like, what's the joke? Wait 5 minutes, weather will change. All right, what's coming up in sports?
Did the Pistons make the postseason and the Tigers back in action against the Tribe? Masters, info on that as well.
A tradition like no other. Unfair.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Call me Batman.
From now on, I'll call you Batman. Okay.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 620. We're going to talk tipping in just a second. We need your help. See if this is being cheap or it's a smart move. 37 degrees right now, 49 for a high, cloudy and windy. The weather tomorrow, morning showers and almost 70. Only in Michigan. Problems in the road with this early snow we had?
We had an accident right there, westbound 96, just after Greenfield, blocking the right center lane, right lane and the right shoulder. Now, they have moved it off to the shoulder, but just be aware that there are emergency vehicles there trying to get it cleaned up.
Okay, you and I were talking about this in the studio yesterday. This came out from CNBC. They're catching some heat for this, too. They're telling people they can save money at restaurants by doing one thing. One thing.
Okay.
You tip based on the subtotal before tax. Some people think it's fair. Some think that they're just being cheap. So pre-tax, you know, you get the line where it says how much, yeah, and then it says tax. You tip on that and not the taxable amount.
What's our sales tax here in Michigan?
Six.
Is it 6%? 6%?
Well, yeah, so you're 6%, so you're paying off that. Is that being cheap, or is that actually a good idea to save you a couple bucks? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Now, if you want to see the whole story, and there's a lot more to it, they dive into it, and you got to watch the whole video. It's really interesting, especially if you're in the service industry. We'll text it to you. The keyword is
tip. T-I-P.
Here's some of the comments.
I generally tip 10%.
15% of tips.
10%.
My tip would be get a better job, go to school, and get an education. Wow. That's my tip right there. I'll claim.
If they give good service, I'll give them like $5.
Pre-tax.
Post-tax.
After-tax, generally.
Okay, what's the difference? Because I'm confused there.
From an etiquette standpoint, tipping on pre-tax is absolutely fine. You don't have to tip on what you are already being taxed upon.
I don't know about that.
All right, so example. Say your bill is $100. How much would you typically give the server?
15%.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got friends in the service industry, and I grew up around it, so I've always believed in 15%. However, if you're really bad service, that's how you show them that you got really bad service, so I have no problem with going low on that. I'm not just going to give somebody 15% to give them 15%.
Right.
But I'm also not going to go the way my Uncle Bill did growing up. I think I told you this.
Oh, that's horrid.
We would go to a Coney, we'd go to a breakfast joint, and he would take dollar bills and lay them out straight. And then he would take away a dollar bill when he didn't get what he wanted. That's a true story. This is the most uncomfortable breakfast you've ever had. Every time he didn't, his coffee wasn't filled up enough, he would take it away.
I would never go out to eat with him ever.
None of us ever did. We would avoid him like the plague. It was embarrassing. As a kid, you hated going out with Uncle Bill. So what do you guys think? Tipping pre-tax, are you being cheap or is it just a way to save a couple bucks?
For me, if it's a regular place that I go to all the time.
Yes.
I always make sure I take care of the waitresses and the wait staff because right. I'm there all the time. But other places, though, I tip based off of service.
Well, our producer, Ryan, he tips at Bazookie's pre-tax. That's nice.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Oh, shucks now. How's your mother go slap somebody?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX Big Jim's House, 6:45. Don't forget, dinner and a movie, family four-pack to Imagine, and then $25 at Bar Louie. We'll do that at 7 o'clock for the entire family. Any issues on the road this morning, Aaron?
Looks like we have a problem southbound 75 just before Joslyn that's causing a little bit of a slow go.
Okay, we're done with the Snowmageddon. A little bit. Yeah, cloudy, windy, 49 for a high. Tomorrow, some morning showers and maybe 70 for a high. Only in Detroit or in Florida. If you want to talk Florida, we got a ton of Florida stories to get to this morning. But the first one, I think this technically counts as a Florida story. Here's a question. I know Ryan hasn't. Have you ever mooned anybody?
No.
Neither have I. Is anyone listening ever mooned anybody? Have you ever mooned any 248-398-WCSX? Here's why. This is a Florida story because the flight left from Orlando and flew to Newark, New Jersey. So technically, it's a Florida story because it started in Florida. Now, if you want to see the video of this crazy woman as one of our three Florida stories this morning, we'll send it to you. Of course, the key word would be
Florida.
So they're going to kick her off a plane, and she decides to moon everybody. And, of course, they film it. But you got to listen closely because you heard this. There's a lot going on in this conversation between her and the passengers.
I will have you remain seated.
Leave.
Yeah, report on it. Do something! Do something!
You're
like my mother makes more
motherfucking
money than you.
Yeah, leave!
Yeah.
There she goes.
Yeah!
Mooning him as she walks off the plane. On the plane. My mother makes more money than you.
Have you ever been on a flight, though, where somebody's been physically removed from the plane?
No. I only fly with Liam Neeson, so it's easier that way. Yep. 94.7 WCSX 720, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Cloudy, windy, 49 for a high today. It's 37 degrees. And tomorrow, weird, morning showers and a high close to 70. Issues on the road right now, Aaron?
We have a couple problems, actually. Northbound 75, right there at Big Beaver, that's in that construction zone.
Yes.
Well, one of those concrete barriers is actually sticking into the lane, so people are hitting the brakes there. So just allow yourself some extra time. 75 southbound heading into the Troy area looks really slow. Also, if you're heading 275 southbound from Novi all the way into Livonia, you're seeing brake lights.
All right, we got into this discussion in the studio this morning. It all goes down to one state where crazy things happen. That would be our friends in Florida. It's part of three crazy stories. This lady in an airplane. Now, if you want to see the video, and they did block out her booty. She was getting kicked off a plane and mooned everybody and started fighting with the whole yelling at everybody on board the plane. We'll send it to you. The key word is
Florida.
Here's a little bit of the magic on the plane.
I will have you remain seated.
Leave.
Yeah, report on it.
They're all like, go away. There she goes.
Yeah!
Kicked her off the plane. I keep thinking, like, when she gets run, it's awesome. But even more surprising to me is the fact that none of us on the show have ever mooned anybody. I still can't believe that.
Why? Why is that shocking?
Because Ryan, in his college days and stuff and growing up, it'd be crazy stuff like that. I was in the service for 9 years. You and Mount Clemens, there's, like, pictures of you in the post office there.
But that's just doing horrible things, not showing skin. Oh, I'm very modest, believe it or not.
That's a fact, folks. 248-398-WCSX. I know you're like, whatever, dude. 248-398-9279, our studio number. Hey, good morning, CSX.
Brother Jim, what's going on?
Brother, what you doing, brother?
You make it sound like mooning is a bad thing.
It's not. No. I'm honestly surprised that nobody on this show has mooned anyone. None of us have mooned anyone before.
I think y'all need to get out there in the middle of the street and moon somebody.
That's what we're going to do next Wednesday when we're out at Sterling
No,
Heights.
No,
it is. One day when you're standing by the Golden Butthole, you got to moon people,
no.
Right?
Oh, sweet. I got to see this. I'm going to take the day off for this one.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Mike in Lakeville.
How you doing?
Hi,
good,
Mooney.
How are you? You got a Mooney story?
Yes, I do. 10th grade, I was on the bus leaving school, and I mooned the girls' tennis team and ended up getting kicked off the bus. for the rest of the year.
You think?
But the good thing is I ended up dating one of the girls on the tennis team.
The bad thing is you had to walk 3.5 miles to school uphill in a snowstorm.
Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. For sure.
With your butt hanging out. All right.
A lot further than that.
Okay. So based on the calls and text messages, we are the number one mooning show in the Motor City. All right. Thanks, Mike.
You guys are the number one show, period.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Take care.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
You guys are the greatest. My favorite people ever. Thank you.
Aww.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house, 735, 37 degrees, cloudy, windy, 49 today, and then tomorrow, because it's Michigan, morning showers and close to 70 for a high. Just wait 5 minutes, and it'll change again. Issues on the road, Aaron?
We have a major problem. Southbound 275, right at 6 Mile. There's a crash there. It's off to the shoulder, but it looks like you're jammed all the way from the 696 connector. Also, northbound 75, right there at Big Beaver, one of the construction pylons, the big cement ones, is sticking out into the lane, so that's causing a problem as well.
Good Lord. All right, we're going to get back to mooning calls. We will talk about that. We'll explain why we're talking about mooning in a couple minutes here. But going from moons to black holes. Well, it doesn't sound right. Anyway, the first photo of a real black hole has been released. It came out yesterday. We're not joking. This is that they really have the first picture of a black hole, what it looks like. It was all over Twitter yesterday and stuff. It's amazing looking. I mean, you get to look at it and see it. What a black hole. Now, the other thing, which I don't know if it was quite a big a deal, but it's still pretty interesting. There's sound coming from it.
What?
You can hear it. Now, you got to listen closely. Now, if you're in your car right now, you might want to turn the speakers up just a little bit and roll the window up. Not like you have it down at 37 degrees, but listen closely. You can hear the first sounds coming from a real black hole.
There it is. There it is. Yeah. It's hard to hear, but you can hear it there.
We'll be back with more 12-year-old radio. It's Big Jim's house.
I'm entertained.
Hold my finger.
No.
Come on. Hold my finger. There's that black hole again. What the hell? CSS, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. 7:50 in about 10 minutes. We will get you your first keyword for Big Jim's house money. You got to have the app, though, to put it in and text us. The keyword there is
app APP. We'll send you the link for both Android and Apple. You download the one that's applicable to your phone. Then when we give out the keyword, you enter it in the app, and you could walk away with $1,000.
All right, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes here. Cloudy, windy, 49 for a high today. It's 37 degrees right now. Tomorrow, some morning showers and a high close to 70 degrees. It's Michigan. Still, just real quick, those major problems on the road this morning, Aaron?
94 westbound at Outer Drive, there's a disabled vehicle in the left lane, so you're seeing brake lights going through the points. Also, northbound 75 at 12 Mile, the left lane and the center lane, there's a construction pylon that's kind of creeping there, and they just cleared that crash southbound 275, but it's still really slow from Livonia into the, looks like the 96 connector.
All right, we've been talking about this Florida story, shocking. this lady on a plane going from Orlando to Newark, New Jersey, just had a complete, she was hammered, obviously, and she was hooting and hollering and yelling with people, and they were going to kick her off the plane. So as she's leaving the plane, she decided to drop trout.
I'm proud to be trashy, I love it.
I love she's yelling, do something, and they cheer when she leaves. Now, if you want to see the whole video, they did block out her butt, by the way. I don't know why. Why would you block that out in a video? But anyway, we've got it for you. The keyword is
Florida.
And nobody on the show has mooned anybody. I'm going to moon somebody next Wednesday when we do our live show in Sterling Heights.
Please no.
Right by the Golden Butthole.
Please no.
Oh, come on. I'll be out there. It's perfect.
The Golden Butthole.
It makes sense to be out there, live broadcast. You're not going to let me do that, are you?
That's indecent exposure.
Is it?
Yes.
I have no butt. My butt's flat.
It doesn't matter. It's still indecent exposure.
Damn, you're no fun this morning. Can't even moon people. We're out there at
the Golden Butthole.
Just saying.
We've been talking about moon stories this morning. A lot of people in the Motor City listen to CSX like the moon people. This is what? Hey, Glenn, go ahead. Tell us your story, bud.
Yeah, I've got a butt collection. When I was younger,
everybody would moon me, and I'd take a picture, and I have all the butts in the collection, and people look at. Because you can't tell who nobody is. All you see is their ass. The best ass is a man's ass. It's my wife's brother's. And every guy who looks at it says, man, really? That ass is so pretty. Really? And they don't know it's a man's ass.
Really? There you go. Thank you, Glenn.
Awkward moments in Big Jim's house.
I love Glenn. So does that guy, apparently.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I gotta let the machine get it. Bye.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
All right, once you start thinking about this, if you go into one restaurant, just eat with your hands, no utensils, just completely, just inhale it, what would it be? 248-398-WCSX, 850 Big Jim's house. Cloudy, windy, 49 for a high today. Tomorrow, some morning showers and close to 70. Only in Michigan. Just feels that way. Issues on the road still? It's been crazy this morning.
We still have lots of problems. The launch just after Loomis crashed back in the right lane there. Now, they just cleaned up that problem, 96 after Evergreen, but still a slow go. There, eastbound 94, just after Connor, have a disabled vehicle blocking the center and right lane and the right shoulder. Police on the scene trying to get that moved out of the way. And then southbound 75, just after Kniff, just picked up a crash there. Big problem, though. Construction zone, northbound 75. It's already down to two lanes. Well, guess what? There's a moving work crew in that same area, so you're down to one lane. That's scheduled to end at 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay, so why are we talking about eating food with your hands? Well, it comes down to one state.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Another Florida story this morning. And when you see the picture of this guy, we'll text you the whole story along with some other ones from this morning. The keyword, of course, is
Florida.
Guy was arrested in Naples, Florida. He was at an Olive Garden, sitting outside, right? He was sitting outside just eating spaghetti with his hands. We've all been there. We've all done it. I know you and I, Aaron, we both go to Olive Garden, eat with our hands, right? Just mow the food into your mouth?
No.
You've never done that? Not at a restaurant?
Can't say that I have.
248-398-WCSX. So here's the question. Now, when you see this guy, you'll understand, because this guy, wow, he was hammered, A. And then he was just sitting on a bench, the little bench they put in front of Olive Garden, just shoveling spaghetti with his hands. Just eating it like a four-year-old.
Like this visual.
Exactly. Now, I think I know the answer to this, but for you, if you could just go no utensils, all hands, just completely lose it on something, what would it be?
It would be McChickens, of course.
You would just get a plate full of McChickens from Mickey D's and just mow on it.
Yeah, and have like a silver platter. And
I'd go to Olive Garden, but I wouldn't go for the spaghetti. If they could just put that Alfredo sauce in a giant bucket and let me just get after it with breadsticks, I would eat that all day.
Good call.
Yeah, and then I'll be on Ideal U for 27 years. I'm telling you, man. Hold on. 248-398-WCSX. Again, if you want to see the story, there's more to it. This guy got even crazier when he got in the cop car. We'll send it to you. The keyword is
Florida.
Let me grab my producer, Ryan, here. Hey, Ryan. So what restaurant would you do? No utensils, all hands. What would it be?
Mongolian barbecue.
Oh, good choice.
I would go up to the counter and just eat all the food that doesn't need to be cooked out of the containers.
Even the raw meat?
But, I mean, I don't know. Some of that, like the crab, isn't there crab and stuff in there you can eat? I just pull up a chair right to that buffet and just start eating it. And the sausages you can eat without cooking them, right?
Thank you, Ryan. We can't take him anywhere, can we?
No.
We really can't. Triple Shot Thursday next, and we're going to get him a salmonella shot, if that's a thing.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
So your fragile buttocks can rest in peace.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
DSX Big Jim's house, Triple Shot Thursday. We'll have those TNT tickets for Britt Floyd on the way. Don't go anywhere. 49 degrees for a high today. Windy tomorrow. Rain in the morning. Close to 70 for a high. Ladies and gentlemen, we played Battle of Burbs, our bracket bonanza. We started with 64 communities. We narrowed it down to the final two, which was Waterford and
Sterling Heights.
And your winner chicken dinner would, of course, be
Sterling Heights, home of the
Golden Butthole. I can only press one button at a time over here. Hold on, I got it.
The Golden Butthole.
There we go. Okay. So we are going to broadcast next Wednesday. Erin has been working her butt off, so where are we at next Wednesday?
We are going to be at Eckett's Handmade Pie Company right there on Hall Road.
Yes.
M59, right across. They're like kind of across from Lakeside Mall, but really diagonally from the...
The Golden Butthole.
So we're going to be there doing the show live next Wednesday. Obviously, we want you to come by. We're going to bring a ton of stuff with us. And I'm hearing rumors about something very unique just for that morning for CSX listeners.
Because they make pies and all kinds of delicious treats like cookies and things. The wonderful people at Eckett's Handmade Pie Company are coming up with something very special that looks like...
The Golden Butthole.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yep, so coffee, pies, cookies that morning. We want you to stop on by the live broadcast. It's going to be so much fun.
We're going to have these...
The Golden Butthole.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to see this. Are they fudge-filled?
Okay,
sorry, that was gross.
That was really, really gross because their stuff is delicious. And
stop. I know they're delicious.
Okay, here's the
fudge
deal,
is
though.
Delicious.
They're supposed to send me photos of prototypes. So as soon as we get those, we'll post them because this is greatness.
I could send you a photo of a prototype.
No.
You don't want that one?
The Golden
I do
butter.
Not.
Okay, all right.
Do not, do not, do not.
Britt Floyd tickets on the way.
Ugh.
I'll be right back.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Well, you can call it outrageous. You can call it a breath of fresh air. But what you can no longer call it is a joke campaign.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Thanks, Big Jim's house. Triple Shot Thursday. Julian Jordan is coming in next. Then later on today, Dave Dahmer is actually out at Lady Jane's in Birmingham. Just a reminder, if you're on Woodward, stop on by there in the afternoon and say hi to Dave, man. Very cool studios that we have out there. We love our folks at Lady Jane's. We also love our Workforce City of the Week. That would be...
Canton. And we want to say hello to John and Hyder. They're at the Fun Garage on Michigan Avenue in Canton. The Fun Garage.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds awesome.
A Fun Garage?
Just go to Ask Jeeves. That's the browser that everybody uses.
I want to know what this is now.
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
It's an entertainment center.
The Fun Garage?
Yeah, they have birthday parties and they have those... the big climbing things with the stairs and the slides. Why are you laughing at me?
Always look on.
Did you not hear yourself?
Those are fun.
Have the big climbing things with the thing to the
Have
slide?
You never done that with your kids, though, honestly? Even now when I take my little niece.
Have you not seen me?
Okay.
Really? It would register on the Richter scale if I went down one of those things.
They're so much fun, though.
True story, about 10 years ago, I jumped in a longer net. I jumped in one of those ball pits at a Burger King.
Yeah?
That was, we were doing something with a charitable group. Kids went flying. I knocked like three kids out of the ball pit, man. I think one of them still stuck to my thigh. All right.
Come on, Jim, they got to climb things and slides.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not.
I am. Okay, all right, you guys, we got Jolene's coming in next.
We're going to go get some slushies and maybe go see a movie. Come on, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.